Designing and working with single view states on Android. The 25th of May 2020, 17H, Martin Braun. Introduction. Using a single view state object to represent the state of a screen in an Android application is fairly popular these days. Some presentation layer architectures enforce this explicitly, see MVI, for example, while others have this as an option, MVVM. A setup like this will have a basic rule. The state object should have a one-to-one mapping to the UI state. In this article, we'll look at some basic patterns you might end up using if you decide to go this way with your view architecture. As always when discussing architecture, this warrants a small disclaimer: this isn't an ultimate solution for every app and every screen. The code shown in this article is available in this repository. Design approaches. There are two major approaches for designing view state objects for this scenario. A single data class. A hierarchy of sealed classes. A single data class is the simpler way to go, as you can just put all the things the screen might display into it. For example, take a screen that can show a loading indicator, a user's profile information, or a network error. Here, we might come up with a data class like this to represent the state. Data class profile view state, val errored, boolean equals false, val loading, boolean equals false, val name, string, equals null, val email, string, equals null. The expectation here is that while the profile data is being loaded, loading is true, errored would be false, and the pieces of profile information would be null. When the profile is ready, the name and email properties would have non-null values, and errored and loading would be false. However, none of this is enforced by the design of the class. It's possible to create instances of the viewState object that don't make much sense for us. Profile viewState, errored equals true, loading equals true, name equals Sally. Should we still be showing a loading indicator here, with the name already available? Should we show an error message on the profile somehow? Can we show the name of the user, without an email address? It's hard to tell what should happen on the UI when this state is observed by the view. In situations like this, when our view states are mutually exclusive, we'll only ever want to show one of them at a time. Sealed classes can give us a much better model. This isn't to say that data classes will be completely discarded, on the contrary. But we'll get back to them a bit later. Sealed classes for distinct states. In the example above, we had three states: error, loading, and a state where our data is ready, which is often called content. You might have multiple different content type states, or no error state, or other deviations from this basic pattern. The ideas used, however, remain the same in these cases, as long as the states are mutually exclusive. Using a sealed class, we can make each of these states a possible implementation of profile view state. Sealed class profile view state object loading, profile view state, object error, profile view state, data class profile loaded, val name, string, val email, string, profile view state. The great advantage of sealed classes is that each of the implementations of the sealed class is a full-fledged class on its own. This means that they can each have their own sets of properties, independently of each other. In this example, two of our cases have no parameters at all, so they are implemented as an object, to avoid having to create new instances of them. The content state that holds some values is implemented as a data class, to make it easily comparable to other view state instances. This is useful if your mechanism for updating view state doesn't dispatch the same view state twice in a row, as in that case, the UI should already be in the desired state, and doesn't need an update. Now, when we receive a view state value to be displayed on the UI, we can check its concrete type, and display the appropriate state. Private fun render, view state, profile view state, when, view state, loading, view flipper.display child equals flipper.loading, error, view flipper.display child equals flipper.error, is profile loaded, view flipper.display child equals flipper.coint profile name text.text equals viewstate.name profile email text.text equals viewstate.email, .exhaustive. Within each branch here, the viewState variable will be smart cast to the concrete viewState implementation type. This is why we can access the name and email properties in the last branch easily. Now, let's break down the implementation of this render method. Being exhaustive. First, note the use of the exhaustive extension property here. When only forces us to handle every possible case, every type of viewState from our sealed class, in this example, when it's used as an expression, when its return value is used somehow. In this case, we are not returning anything from it, just performing logic inside the branches. Hence the use of this noop property that makes when an expression. Inline val, t.exhaustive get, equals this. This forces us to handle all possible states of the screen. If we were to add a new branch to the sealed class, our render method wouldn't compile anymore. There is a ticket on UTrack discussing official language level support for an exhaustive or sealed when statement, so that this kind of workaround isn't needed. Exclusive visibility with ViewFlipper. It's the responsibility of this kind of render method to update the state of the UI to reflect the current view state. It must be implemented in a way so that any previous view states do not affect the current state of the UI. In other words, the same view state being set must always result in the same state for the fragment's UI, no matter what previous state it comes after. This can be done manually, with careful management of view visibilities and attributes, which we'll see later on. However, in this example, a view flipper is used to ensure that only the parts of the screen's layout that belong to a given state will be visible at a time. A view flipper is a frame layout implementation with the special property that only one of its children is visible at any given time. The child of the view flipper to be displayed has to be set by index, which doesn't lead to very readable code. One solution to avoid hardcoding int values is to create constants for each index. These can go in the companion object, but remember that you can also nest other named objects inside a class. Class profile fragment, private object flipper, const val loading equals 0 const val content equals 1 const val error equals 2, /. The layout for this screen will look something like this. It's a good idea to extract the children of ViewFlipper to their own separate layout XML files. The smaller files are easier to navigate and maintain, plus you'll be able to preview each of them individually in Android Studio. When they're nested in the ViewFlipper, only the first child is visible in the previews. The main layout also becomes very simple. In this kind of refactoring is fairly simple in Android Studio. Select the piece of layout you want to move to a separate file, and use the extract layout action to quickly perform the refactoring. Summary of using sealed classes. With this setup, the distinct states are clearly represented everywhere. In the ViewState object, are separate branches of the sealed class. In the view implementation, for example, the fragment, has three branches of a when statement that displays a given state, populating the screen with data. In the layout files, each a separate XML layout. Data classes for mixed states. Sealed classes are neat, but they only work if your states don't share data. You can add the same properties to multiple implementations of the sealed class, but it's not always a convenient way to manage state. For example, let's take a screen that displays a list of items, just words, for simplicity, and also has a loading state which is triggered sometimes, to load more items. The difference from the previous example here is that we want to both display a loading indicator and the already loaded items at the same time. The content and loading states don't exist exclusively. We can use just a regular data class to represent the view state for this. Data class list view state, val is loading, boolean, val items, list, string. We don't have the issue of being able to create nonsense states. Is loading can have any value regardless of what items we have, if any. Rendering this state is a trivial task, using isVisible to update the visibility of our progress indicator, and a list adapter to back our recycler view. Private fun render, view state, list view state, progress bar dot isVisible equals view state dot isLoading word adapter dot submit list, view state dot items. Using the copy method that we get for our view state, since we made it a data class, we can make updates conveniently, like this. Fun load more, view model scope dot launch, state equals state dot copy, is loading equals true, val new words equals get more words, state equals state dot copy, is loading equals false, items equals state dot items plus new words. It's worth mentioning that this kind of mixed view state can always be combined with the sealed class approach within a single screen. If the loading and content states are not exclusive, but you have an error state that takes over the entire screen, you can always wrap this data class into a sealed class. Sealed class list view state object error, list view state, data class list ready, val is loading, boolean, val items, list is string, list view state. For each level of your view state hierarchy, you can choose data classes or sealed classes depending on whether they're exclusive or not. A complex example. Finally, let's take a look at a third screen, with more possible states, and UI elements that are shared between the states. This example is an upload screen, which has an initial state when created, then it starts an upload and provides progress updates. The upload either completes successfully and displays a celebration message, or it fails and displays an error screen with a retry button. The possible states can be represented neatly with a sealed class. Sealed class upload view state object initial, upload view state, data class upload in progress, val percentage, int, upload view state, object upload failed, upload view state, object upload success, upload view state. As mentioned before, we'll have shared UI elements, namely, the failed and success states will display the same kind of status message, so these will reuse the same text view for this purpose. Additionally, all the views required for the states will be laid out in a single constraint layout, to avoid nesting layouts. Here's a simplified view of the layout. The challenge when rendering a view state in this kind of scenario becomes keeping the render method consistent. For every branch that handles a given case of the view state, visibilities and attributes of every single view in the layout have to be updated correctly. This leads to long, error-prone blocks of code. Apps, this is where data binding should be considered. While I'm not personally a fan of it, it might be a good fit for this kind of screen. There are improvements to be made using manual view management as well, though. For example, extracting all the visibility changes to the start of the render method greatly improves its readability and maintainability. Private fun render, view state, upload view state, upload progress text dot is visible equals view state is upload in progress progress bar dot is visible equals view state is upload in progress retry upload button dot is visible equals view state is upload failed upload done icon dot is visible equals view state is upload success upload status text dot is visible equals view state is upload failed view state is upload success when view state initial forward slash empty is upload in progress. Progress bar dot set progress with animation, view state dot percentage dot to float, upload progress text dot text equals, dollar, view state dot percentage dot to int, percent, upload failed, upload status text dot text equals, sorry, something went wrong. Upload success, upload status text dot text equals, upload complete. Dot exhaustive. Using constraint layout groups. If you have multiple elements in a constraint layout that will change visibilities together, wrapping them in a group is a handy solution. A group is a virtual layout within constraint layout, which allows you to, well, group views together, without nesting them in an actual layout. When the group's visibility, or elevation, changes, all of its referenced views will change the same way. This is what a group looks like in the XML file. Androids.constraintlayout.widget.group Android ID equals at plus ID error views Android layout underscore width equals wrap underscore content Android layout underscore height equals wrap underscore content app constraint underscore referenced underscore IDs equals error title error icon error message /. Wrap up. That's it for a look at describing the state of a screen with a single view state object. Hopefully you've picked up some techniques here that you can apply to your own projects. Want to continue reading up on the topic? Take a look at Thoughts About State Handling on Android, the next article in this series. If you want to take a look at the code used in this article in action, as a working demo app, you'll find it in this repository. Some improvement suggestions mentioned here are omitted from the project, but you can add them yourself as practice. For more about what data classes do exactly, and when you perhaps shouldn't use them, give data classes aren't that magical a read. Finally, if want to learn more about sealed classes, this talk by Patrick Cousins from KotlinConf 2018 has more examples of how they can be used to represent state. Thanks to Stuart Metal for his review of this article.